his sinewy body held up a mask that drew their eyes and appalled them. He began to dance, and his laughter became a bloodthirsty snarling. He capered toward Bill, and the mask was a thing on its own, behind which Jack hid, liberated from shame and self-consciousness. The face of red and white and black swung through the air and jigged toward Bill. Bill started up laughing. Then suddenly he fell silent and blundered away through the bushes. Jack rushed toward the twins.
"The rest are making a line. Come on."
"But we..."
"Come on. I'll creep up and stab..."
The mask compelled them.
Whoa. Jack gets pretty wild after he gets his face painted. He's laughing, and then all of a sudden, his laughter sounds like bloodthirsty snarling. The kind of sound an angry dog makes right before it bites someone. A few minutes ago, we talked about how the rules of the outside world could still make Roger feel guilt and shame and stop him from hurting little kids. Now this mask of face paint has liberated, or freed, Jack from all the old rules. If a mask is all it takes to throw off the civilized ways that Piggy is so desperately clinging to, then what's going to happen next? It looks like Bill, the kid who took off through the bushes, didn't want to stick around to find out. Let's read some more. Start on page 64, right after the space.
Ralph climbed out of the bathing pool and trotted up the beach and sat in the shade beneath the palms. His fair hair was plastered over his eyebrows, and he pushed it back. Simon was floating in the water and kicking with his feet, and Maurice was practicing diving. Piggy was mooning about, aimlessly picking up things and discarding them. The rock pools which so fascinated him were covered by the tide, so he was without an interest until the tide went back. Presently, seeing Ralph under the palms, he came and sat by him. Piggy wore the remainders of a pair of shorts. His fat body was golden brown, and the glasses still flashed when he looked at anything. He was the only boy on the island whose hair never seemed to grow. The rest were shock-headed, but Piggy's hair still lay in wisps over his head, as though baldness were his natural state, and this imperfect covering would soon go, like the velvet on a young stag's antlers. "I've been thinking," he said, "about a clock. We could make a sundial, we could put a stick in the sand, and then..." The effort to express the mathematical processes involved was too great. He made a few passes instead.
"And an airplane and a TV set,"
said Ralph sourly, "and a steam engine."